On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude.
Dude!
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 Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve!
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games.
What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. You want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Sports Sunday, Hour 2 here on 99.5 HD2, 1080 The Fan, YouTube, 1080 AM The Fan, Twitch. You can find us pretty much everywhere. It's a Schultzy and Sean edition here on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day to you, Rashad.
Appreciate you, my G.
Not quite a father yet. My wife and I are trying. That'll happen soon. I'm very excited for the day.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. I think you'll be a great dad, man.
I appreciate
that's
that,
That's going to be dope.
Just getting emotional even thinking about it. But a lot to get to here in this hour. I'm sure Joe Fisher, who is out, is also emotional this morning. Happy Father's Day to him.
Happy Father's Day, Joe. But now you're screwed into bed on Father's Day.
He is laid up.
Not in a good way.
I know, right? So now he, I guess, maybe... I actually just, throwing my tinfoil hat on here, just totally thought of a huge conspiracy. This is actually Joe's way of getting what all of you dads, Rashad, go podcast it anywhere you get your podcasts here on the last hour that we were talking about here to start Sports Sunday. That Father's Day that all dads really want out there, which is just a relaxing, kind of nothing day, not really forced to do anything, want to be pampered. Maybe this was Joe's way. He apparently cracked a rib and then went golfing.
We should call him.
A week at net. I don't even. Nope. Yeah, I don't want to call him because I'm scared he's going to be all like hopped up on some Advil. And
I think
like,
it'd make great radio.
Maybe a little stronger painkiller on top of that Advil.
It might make great radio. I think it'd be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Worried about Joe, but like I said, maybe this is his way of just trying to get out of stuff on Father's Day and kind of get his family to bring stuff to him and do that pampering that all fathers really do deserve. All right, so let's get into some sports here. We're kind of over into this second hour, but we'll use these next few minutes. Got a lot to get to in this next 45 minutes or so. Draft prospects being asked about their Uber score by one team. NFL Sunday Ticket could have been cheaper, and it pisses me off, and I'll tell you why. And then a possible fart live on the air that actually wasn't a possible one. It just did happen, and we're going to call out the announcers, and Rashad, I want to play it for you just to get your opinion on it, to see.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
If what we all heard was in fact a toot, and I think it was, and the denial by these announcers is hilarious. We'll get to that just before the show ends here at 11 o'clock, but we'll use these next few minutes to, Rashad, we were talking about it before the show started, wanted to kind of break down not just this new FX show Clipped, but really kind of use it to take a couple of minutes and go back down memory lane as to when this whole Donald Sterling, I don't want to say story. I guess we should just say Donald Sterling, like, ugly cloud. Donald Sterling, terrible comments were released. Like, the whole Donald Sterling saga began, which was essentially, Rashad, you and I were talking about it off air, and this is when the TV show Clipped was set. We can talk about all the actors and stuff like that, too. We can get right into that, but just kind of want to set this up. Just talking about the effect that had on the NBA playoffs when Donald Sterling was essentially caught on tape by his, I don't know what you want to call her, squeeze, personal assistant, yeah. V. Stiviano. Like, what term is good for that at this point? Because she actually wasn't sleeping with him. She was kind of hanging around just expecting gifts,
yeah,
rubbing his feet.
He was a
creepy
sugar daddy. He was for sure a sugar daddy.
Sugar baby. There we go. Yeah. That's the term. So, released by his sugar baby, essentially ending his tenure as owner with the Clippers, because days later, Adam Silver ended up banning him from the NBA and ended up using the other owners to force a sale by Donald Sterling of the Los Angeles Clippers to Steve Ballmer. We all know, you know, most of those headlines, but seeing everything kind of broken down and represented by a cast of actors, Lawrence Fishburne playing Doc Rivers.
Awful.
Yeah, that wasn't the best one. I think Ed O'Neill playing Donald Sterling is probably the best casting, I think. I think he nails it. Kelly O'Coin, Portland's own, playing the president of the LA Clippers, does a great job at that. Kind of just represents the do-nothing guy that's trying to keep everybody happy by just pushing Shelly off to the side when V gets mad and pushing V off to the side when Shelly gets mad and manage the crazy Donald Sterling. So, I mean, this show, Rashad, have you watched all three episodes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it's 3 of 6 episodes in so far, and it has been an absolute S show. I will say the actors are pretty miscast, in my opinion, but some of the subject matter has been very interesting to watch, and obviously included in this show are the actual conversations that were caught on tape. I've been watching this with my wife, and I've been kind of noting to her, like, hey, babe, yeah, this happened. What Donald Sterling, these terrible things that he is saying, that Ed O'Neill is saying is Donald Sterling right now, that happened. The White Party, where he carried Blake Griffin around by the wrist, by the hand, that happened. And to see that represented visually, a little shocking. I think they're doing a good job with the shock factor. Rashad.
No, yeah, I think they're doing a great job. And really kind of for, you know, I think they're, for a lot of sports fans, still don't really know who Donald Sterling was like that. Like, I mean, and now in NBA circles and, you know, sports circles, like, everybody knew he was a crap owner. And what's crazy is the Lakers and the Clippers share a building. How are your facilities so much worse? Explain that part. Like, you guys share an arena, right? You know, so, but people have often said, like, when you come to the Clippers, like, the locker room is messed up and this is done. And, like,
well, actually, that happened because Donald Sterling was dragging his feet initially in the original negotiation with the people at, now it's crypto.com, but initially the Staples Center was built to be a home of the Lakers, a home of the Kings, and like a concert venue, or excuse me, a home of the NBA team, but the Kings were the one putting it together. And the team that had first crack at that from the NBA, prime seats, prime dates, prime locker room selection, was the Clippers. But Donald Sterling screwed that negotiation up, And Jerry Buss and the Lakers ended up coming in and getting all that prime selection and getting all those prime locker rooms. And that is one of the reasons Rashad, and it's actually gone over in the podcast clip done by ESPN 30 for 30 as to why the Clippers have such crappy selections inside such a great arena.
Yeah, and we've heard so many stories about the Clippers and just the terrible ownership on Donald Sterling's part, the kind of underlying racism and things like that, the microaggressions and some of those. Like, people have known about it for a long time, and for whatever reason, nobody did anything. You had to get caught on tape for this whole thing to come to a head. But I can remember, like, and we were kind of talking about it, and I know we're against it, but so everything kind of happened on a Saturday.
Yep.
And Sports Sunday is the next day. And I remember me and Mike Lynch, shout out to my guy, Mike Lynch, came in. And so we're talking about, like, you know, what do you want to, anything important to talk about? And we're going over things. And I'm like, are we not going to talk about the Clippers? And he's like, what are you talking about? It's like, you didn't see any of this stuff? Because I guess it kind of came out like mid-afternoon. And by later that day, like, everything, the S hit the fan. And within days, Donald Sterling was gone as the I've never seen an owner of any sport removed that quickly. And so they made the right move. They got in Steve Ballmer, you know. But I just, the casting, if you haven't seen Clipped yet, the casting is awful.
Other than the, like, the main, like, Ed O'Neill is really good.
Other than Ed O'Neill
is
Donald Sterling.
And the woman that plays V. Stiviano, I think, nails her character as well.
Yeah, but after that, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan.
Ryan Hollins.
Steph Curry is like, oh my God.
The guy that plays big Glenn Baby Davis looks like he's got, like, a pituitary thing. And I'm sorry, you're right, Steph Curry looks... I told my wife, I'm like, Steph Curry's more wiry than that. This guy's got too broad of shoulders to play Steph Curry.
He had a goatee. He was like, when has Steph ever had a goatee? But it's all good, man.
No, you got to go watch it. I believe it's like every Tuesday. It comes out at 9 p.m. on Hulu, and I've been anxiously awaiting each week. It was like a 1-2 episode release the first week, and then episode 3 the next week, which was last Tuesday. And then we'll get to see the, it's out of 6 episodes, so the start of the second half this week. And I'm very anxious to see. I mean, we all know how it ends, but anxious to see how it's represented, how, as we remember Adam Silver in what was his first real
thing as the commissioner. Out the gate, you have to remove an owner.
It's like, how do you talk about him being removed, Donald Sterling, so swiftly from the NBA as an owner, and part of that was because this was Adam Silver's first really big scandal as new commissioner, and he did have to act very swiftly and concisely, otherwise it would have gone very badly for him, 100%. And his future was in jeopardy as well. So thankfully that did happen, because Rashad, you say, like, you know, it sucks that it took, even after the knowledge of the Clippers being so cheap and dealing with a racist owner for literally 20-30 years, it took a sugar baby essentially outing him, you know, with a tape that he had given permission to be recorded, and then at that time a commissioner that needed to make a statement had to oust him. And it is sad that that is what had to happen, but thankfully it did. And yeah, this show Clipped, it's just an amazing representation of at least the shock factor. But yeah, a lot of the actors are pretty laughable, and you will, once you watch it, you will know what Rashad and I are talking about. What's our least favorite out of all those? We'll get on after this, but least favorite casting out of those players.
Ooh, Steph Curry was egregious.
Okay.
Chris Paul, and I love the dude that played Chris Paul. If you've never seen P-Valley, you watch it.
He's actually pretty good. Yeah,
it's a great show. That was not a good casting. Blake Griffin looks crazy.
I'm gonna have to pick Blake Griffin.
He looks crazy. Like, some of the people, they got Matt, the guy that plays Matt Barnes. Like, yo, y'all didn't even try.
Matt Barnes does not look like Matt
y'all
Barnes.
Y'all didn't even try, man. Like, y'all dropped the ball on this one. Hulu does a pretty good job of making, you know, content and everything. So as far as casting, yeah, they dropped the ball on that one.
I don't know, but then I listened to, like, oh, you guys, I just think, oh, maybe you should have gotten the NBA players themselves. But then I listened to all the recordings on 2K of them trying to, like, act in that career mode. And you know what? Maybe actors that don't quite look like the players is the better.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Maybe that's the better thing to watch here. All right, so yeah, go watch Clipped. I've been loving it, and I'm dying to watch the next episode, which comes out here this Tuesday at 9. Coming up next here on Sports Sunday, sans Joe Fisher, which NHL team is asking draft prospects about their Uber scores and why. Rashad and I will break it down and frankly laugh at the reason next here on Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen. Listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hour number 2, Sports Sunday here on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. Very busy Sunday show. Despite the middle of June, we're like, what, 4 or 5 days away from solstice. So
yeah.
The days are extra long. Usually it's a very, very draw sports time, but not so. Not so this Sunday, Rashad.
Getting closer and closer to the dog days.
Yeah, but I just feel like those dog days aren't going to come. And I say that like now in a month, I'm going to be like hard pressed for topics and not able to find anything. So we'll go back to like Pete Rose, like betting on baseball talk. Like, we got to go back to like the classics or something to fill time. I'm obviously kidding. But...
I know you're kidding, but I always, Pete Rose, I'm still trying to figure out how they haven't let him into the Hall of Fame. Like, stop it.
Yeah, as far as, well, he was an amazing player. He's an amazing manager. But like, as far as like the action of him betting on his own games, and then I think if maybe he admitted it up front.
But he bet to win. Like, it'd be different if it was like, yeah, we're about to lose this game.
He could have put his players at risk, though. Pitchers, injuries, like that, just the way everything, the implications of trying to put money on your own team and then also have the health and safety of those guys basically in your hands. There's a lot wrong with that.
As a coach, like it would be different, like I said, if you're betting on your team to lose. You know, the Yankees are coming to town. It's like, oh, we guess we have no chance today. Like, that would have been different. But you're so confident in your team and what you can do. Like, yeah, we're going to win this game.
Yeah,
I'm putting money on them, yeah.
It'd make a good movie, that's for sure. You're just betting on your team
Charlie
to win.
Charlie Hustle, because for real.
And then you win a World Series.
If we're being honest, like, Pete Rose as a player, come on, stop it. Stop it. He was one of those ones.
Most hits of all time.
Like, they call,
played every position.
His nickname was Charlie Hustle. Like, get out of here, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. We can...
Let's go. I want to save that conversation for the actual dog days of summer, because we've got some nuggets to talk about from this week. And one of them being The NHL is currently going through some draft prospect interviews. Of course, all the teams that are not in the Stanley Cup Finals right now, which is basically, yeah, if you're not the Edmonton Oilers and Florida Panthers, you're looking at next season. And one of the teams looking to next season, apparently the Utah NHL franchise, which does not have a name quite yet. I guess I hope they pick the Yeti, because then they can just kind of line up as we were talking about last week with Joe in studio. All those options for names, the Yeti option would be good, because then they've got sponsors like that. Literally, it's perfect with all those expensive Yeti coolers and cups. I love them. I've got a big teal one at home. My wife has a matching one. Got a smaller one for coffee, you know, like, but I don't care that they cost too much.
Y'all rich, man.
Not rich. I try to find coupons. No, Rashad, I'm a deal hunter, so I will not buy the full priced item. I will wait until like a Memorial Day sale or like a half yearly or a Black Friday sale. And then I'll try to like save that 10% coupon I got for signing up in my email.
I got to find a booster and
add that something. So I try to combine deals.
I don't know if you've ever had a booster or somebody who gets these items discounted. Right.
And I've heard of people like
and
that.
And then,
yeah,
you know, turn around and sell you said
Item for the price, making money.
So yeah, unless I'm getting it from a booster, I'm for sure not buying any Yeti anything.
Well, the Utah NHL franchise, which could be named the Yeti, but amongst other things, they were apparently, this is according to Arpan Basu, I hope I'm saying that right, he covers the NHL, for The Athletic, he tweeted out that the Utah NHL franchise was asking draft prospects this week at the Combine for their Uber passenger rating. He says, goes on to say, I've heard some weird ones over the years, but this one is just puzzling. And I would 1,000% agree with that, Rashad. And here's why. So the Uber rating, and I'm sure there are many different levels of Uber riders out there. Like, we've got, you know, one person could be using it once a month listening. Others could be using it like once a day because that's how they do their commutes. I don't know, Rashad. My wife travels a lot, so we're kind of forced to use it. I don't know how often you use Uber.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I didn't have a car here.
Oh, yeah. So you were forced into
in
a lot
Uber
of rides.
All the time, yeah.
And essentially, the Uber score is what the rating that drivers give you after every time you ride in their car is, kind of added up and averaged out. My Uber score is 4.97. So essentially, I've had probably a couple of really crappy ratings or a couple of like 2 or 3 stars over the years, but mostly I've had 5-star ratings. But here's why I find this puzzling, because I know there's situations where I've come, you know, upon an Uber driver, or we've booked a driver and they're just having a bad day, or maybe I'm having a bad day. There's a miscommunication about like how much I want to talk in the back. So, you know, I always try to like be that nice person that wants to respond to the driver, because this is their gig. You know, they're probably just trying to like kind of connect with people and get out of their house and really get into the world. And that's fine. I don't mind meeting new people, but there are times where, you know, we talk for a living, Rashad. Like, say I had to take an Uber on the way home today after doing the show with you for 2 hours. Man, it is hard pressed to try to have a conversation and like keep up with like, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but like the, you know, the mundane details of their day while I'm just spinning, you know, after talking for an hour or two straight. Like that's a perfect situation where I'm just probably going to be a little bit more silent and might come across as rude. However, I'm not trying to. And I'm in my mid-30s, right? Imagine the difference of opinion between, like, young 20-year-olds. Imagine the difference of opinion between, like, a 19-year-old and a 30-year-old Uber driver. I'm sure some of those young kids in this draft don't have the best rating. And if there's a kid out there that has a 5-star rating, do they really actually tell you how they act, how they treat people?
And let's be real. We're talking about Utah, so they're trying to figure out like how drunk have you been in an Uber? Like, were you obnoxious to the driver? Were you, you know, any of the, that's the only thing I could think of, because as soon as you said Utah, I'm like, okay, that's the only thing that I could think of. They're really trying to see like what type of person are you, and you can't really judge somebody from their drunken Uber ride home. Like, so I don't know what I think there are better ways to find out who these people are outside of their their Uber rating, you know? You said yours you have a 4. What?
4.97. So I've had a couple of bad, like probably 3-4 stars, maybe a 2 star, like once or twice.
I have a 4.88. I don't know how that happened.
It sounds like the same thing. So you're just under 4.9, but that's the thing. It's like 4.8, 4.9 sounds bad, but it's not. You've literally probably had like a couple of 3 or 4 stars, but I think they're concerned like if maybe a kid has like a 4.5 or a 4.4, like under a 4 or something. But once again, there are misunderstandings. Not everybody thinks that, you know, like a 20% tip, which I'm sorry, I guess if you're out there, you know, paying for a service, you probably should just get with the standard system of like, hey, 15 and 20% tip is usually what you should tip. And there's going to be a driver that, you know, rates somebody a 2 for a low tip.
Here's a quick question for you.
Or anything.
Here's a quick question for you. How often do you tip?
Like, are you talking about like in an Uber? Or
yes.
Every time.
Really?
In an Uber? There have been 2 times where I did not. And one of those times I'm probably, you know, getting a crappy rating, and that was an issue maybe affecting my rating at one point. But it was a really bad ride to the airport, and we were already running late. The lady that was driving us took us like some back way up 82nd as opposed to just staying on the highway where there was traffic. But she's like, oh, you know, going through the neighborhoods, going up 82nd, we'll save time. No, it actually ended up taking us 10 minutes longer. I tipped her nothing. I was really upset. She was just one of like the slowest Portland type of drivers that I could have gotten stuck with going to the airport that day. And when I'm going to the airport, I get that there's traffic, but I do need somebody with a little bit of oomph behind them, you know, and that actually wants to get to that destination that's driving. So I left no tip that time. But we're talking like 1 or 2 times out of the hundreds of rides that I've done on Uber, I always leave a tip.
I've never driven, been an Uber or Lyft driver. So I'm not sure like how much of the, if I pay for a $30 ride, like how much of that is going to the driver?
I know probably maybe a third, maybe less than that. If you're doing a $30 ride, yeah, they're probably getting less than a third of that.
Yeah. So I tip, especially if there's a, you know, a cool ride. If we can't have a conversation, not a conversation, but if we can't talk a little bit, I'm a little like, okay, well, that's cool. Like sometime I get a person that just has nothing to say. Hey, good afternoon, sir. Or good afternoon, madam. Hey. Like, it'd be different if you didn't speak English or anything like that. So
of course.
Maybe there's a language barrier there, but nah, like those, I'm not tipping certain people. Sorry.
But
thank you for the ride.
But essentially that will end up making your Uber rating a little bit lower.
I don't know. I think Utah has to find a better way to get to know their draft prospects.
I agree.
You know, just saying. I don't know. I don't know if that's the best way to figure out who these young men are is, man, let me see your Uber rating.
They were reportedly asking about Snapchat scores as well, which
what you want to see. Let me see your Snapchat.
I don't have a Snapchat.
Yeah,
I'm 35.
No, I'm saying that's for if you want to really know what these. Yeah, let's look at your Instagram. Let's look at your Snapchat. Let's look at your Twitter. You know, which is really just Pornhub now. If you haven't looked at Twitter,
they hid likes this week, didn't they?
My God,
they hid likes. Elon must have got caught liking a couple of videos that he wasn't supposed to or something. Company called him out, and he's like, well, you know what? We're just going to hide these. And that's that.
Man, okay.
All right, from one cost talk to another. Gosh, like it's just all money, right? Like Uber scores,
shocker.
Tipping in Ubers. Well, we got to get to Sunday ticket costs now. The NFL Sunday ticket deal could have been cheaper with ESPN. That got released in the last 48 hours. Find out how much less we could have been paying for Sunday ticket coming up next. But first, your SportsCenter. Well, the NFL is going through
jerks.
Well, with the players or like the executives?
Execs.
Yeah. The No Fun League execs. I think you could still call them that, especially with what we're about to talk about. The NFL in court right now fighting a battle with a class action antitrust lawsuit involving their Sunday ticket package. This is big news, Rashad. Apparently, we could have had NFL Sunday ticket for a lot less than what we are paying because, according to multiple sources, I'm reading this from Front Office Sports, though, the NFL declined ESPN's offer to drastically reduce the Sunday ticket price. And essentially, this antitrust case happening right now, taking place in an LA courtroom, alleges that the NFL initially illegally inflated the cost of Sunday Ticket and forced fans to purchase every available game instead of a select number. And here's what we're finding out in this antitrust case. ESPN had made an offer to the NFL to include the Sunday Ticket package in their coverage. They've obviously got other entities like ESPN Plus and stuff like that. I don't really want to get into that, but they were, you know, bidding along with everybody else. Apple TV, I think Amazon was in on it, bidding for the Sunday Ticket rights. They had proposed a $70 yearly package cost, which is way less than like the $300 to $400 that it's been with DirecTV and now YouTube TV. But along with that, also proposed a single team option, which I do believe Major League Baseball offers through MLB.tv with blackouts, though, unfortunately. Hopefully those will end soon and we can just get sports regionally anyways free for their local viewers. But the NBA also does that as well with their League Pass. They offer individual team packages along with the option to watch every single game across the league. Of course, blackouts included in that as well. And I mean, thankfully, as far as the NFL goes, you know, the blackouts aren't really affected at least every week with your local team, because more often than not, like Fox and CBS will show, you know, the regional game. So right. If the Seahawks are playing at 1 p.m., more likely than not here in Portland, Oregon, we're going to see the Seattle Seahawks, right? So I understand that not everybody really would be up for like a single team option, but there are a lot of fans that live in different parts of the country away from their team, necessarily not wanting to invest $300 to $400, or even in the case of ESPN offering a $70 price tag, you know, for the whole league, they can just watch their own team. And it's interesting because we're not only seeing, Rashad, the bid from ESPN, but according to Courthouse News Services, Apple's 2022 bid for Sunday Ticket would have added as many as 20 million new customers to the product. The league took a pass, and Apple wound up backing out of its bid at that same point. It sounds like they were trying to offer up something that maybe was a lower cost than the initial $349 it's going for now, and the NFL just said absolutely not. I know when YouTube TV did initially get Sunday Ticket's contract, they offered some kind of discount, you know, to incentivize people to sign up for their TV service. Like if you sign up and pay for the whole year, you get Sunday Ticket for free, or you got it for $100, or you got like a $200 gift card from DirecTV, you know, to go pay for that because they lost it. Actually, Travis Kelce and those commercials, they ended up having to get sued and fight a little bit in court because they were alleged to have kind of advertised that they had Sunday Ticket while not actually having it. So this has been a big back and forth battle. There's essentially, Rashad, an argument over what the cost of access to NFL games would be if ESPN got it. And of course, in the day and age of expensive tickets, of expensive jerseys, expensive food, expensive everything regarding your team, I can't stand the fact that, and I know, they're the NFL. They're going to make billions. They're going to try to make every dollar they can. They have the power to negotiate from that side. However, I cannot stand that a league thinks, especially with its regular season games, that there should be a barrier to access, even for your local teams. I mean, let's just, if you want to throw a package up for all the games across your league, of course, that makes sense. But to make it when you've got, you know, not even close to as many games as MLB or NBA every single year.
Right.
You know, you're essentially saying that the value of your games, and it is, the number of viewers.
It's a party every week. That's what the NBA, that's what the NFL does. Like the NBA, you know, unless it's like a big game or you're just getting together with your buddies to watch the Blazers play or watch whomever play, the NFL is a party every week. But every single week for 18 weeks now. You know, the NFL has their own, like, it's a whole thing. Like, to get ready for game day, like, it's grilling. It's, like, it's the only sport, like, not the only sport, but, like, we go to basketball games, we don't see people outside tailgating for Blazer games, right? But you go to a football game, it's a whole production. Like, people are out there, if you're in Buffalo, they're, you know, jumping on the tables, and it's a whole party every single week, and the NFL understands that, and they know that there's no way they're giving their product away for cheaper. They're going to find, if they can find a way to charge more, as football fans, we're going to consume it. We're going to. Like, people always say, oh, I'm not going to watch the NFL this year. I'm not going to watch this year. And the ratings are always higher than they were the year prior. We're going to continue to watch. So I think this year there were games, like you said, on YouTube TV, on Amazon. At one point, and a few years ago, games were on Twitter and stuff. Like, if they can find ways to put the games out there, they're going to do it. But they're going to make money off it. There's no way that the NFL is going to be like, you know what we need to do? We need to think about the fans' pocketbooks, and we need to make sure that this product isn't as pleased. If they raise the price to $500, guarantee people are still going to buy it.
Yeah, 100%. It's just, that sucks, because I just don't think that the cost justifies what you're getting. And it sounds like the people in this antitrust lawsuit, which includes, I mean, we're talking, you know, anywhere from just like the everyday customer like you and I to a bar to a restaurant to people right. that use the Sunday ticket to kind of as a part of their business to make some cash and advertise that, hey, you can watch all this stuff here. And that is a significant cost for businesses. And at the time, I do think that you had to pay way, way more than just like the single TV costs. So it's interesting to see the actual numbers coming out here from this antitrust lawsuit and what we could have been paying for, what is essentially the premier sport in our country, which is the NFL. $70, gosh, that would have been a nice price point, because you're talking like MLB, I can't remember what NBA League Pass charges, but MLB.tv is usually around $120 to $150 a year. And at the NFL, would have offered it up at half that. I guarantee you, Rashad, and I've been saying this about every single professional team that offers up their coverage locally, do it for free. You will make every single dollar up and more in other revenue, in ticket sales. Add a broadcast fee to your tickets, and you will make that
free
up.
Free doesn't exist to professional sports franchises, company. Like,
they, Suns are giving out their games for free.
They're not. What, Phoenix Suns?
Yeah. Yeah, Josiah, their owner, they decided, you know what? It's a much better business plan for us to just put our games on seriously. Like a local Channel 8.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember when the Blazers used to be on Channel 8, you know, and I think that was always great. But when they figured out that there is, oh, we can get money from stations, we can be exclusive to Root Sports. We can be exclusive to whichever station. Like, once that happened, it was... Again, franchises, owners aren't looking for ways to spend money. They're trying to make as much of it as they can. So I'm not super shocked.
Yeah, I'm not either. But yeah, interesting to hear what we could have paid for NFL Sunday tickets. All right, we got to wrap it up here next with a possible fart on the air from MLB announcers here on 1080 The Fan. Sports Sunday, Schultzy and Shot Edition, sans Joe Fisher. He broke his ribs, went golfing, and now he's laid up in bed. We've only got a couple of minutes, Rashad. I wanted to play this really quickly for you. So, this is great. Last weekend, I believe, there was a possible escape of some air from a particular part of the body from a Pittsburgh Pirates announcer caught live on their television broadcast. So, Rashad, I'm going to play it for you. We'll see if you can hear it. And, yeah, just everybody take a listen for this hilarious inclusion in this clip.
Under 95 miles an hour, we just had three strikeouts. And only one hitter, Paul Goldschmidt, lined out at 101 miles an hour.
95 and higher considered hard hits. Barreled balls, I guess you'd say. One ball, one strike.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. That's about 10 seconds in or so, you heard that.
Yeah.
That sounds like
it could have been an arm on some, you know, like leather chairs. You move real fast and it kind of makes the little similar to a fart sound, but I don't know. I've heard a lot of farts. That sounds, you know, if you listen to the station, you know what a fart sounds like.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. That sounds like a fart.
Yeah, I don't think that's leather rubbing against a sleeve at all, or somebody moving in a chair. I think that is a fart. So did many people on social media, and the Pirates announcers had to respond the next day, and here's what they said.
By the way, folks at John Boy and Awful Announcing, Randy Bauman, our buddy, tuned in the game last night. Sometimes they don't report the truth. All fouled off, right?
But we're happy that everybody's watching and listening.
And listening very closely to what they think they hear.
Very closely.
Yeah.
Happy to say that I'm feeling okay today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Okay.
I was feeling good last night, too,
yeah, me,
by the way.
Me as well.
I know they're concerned.
Yeah, so I believe that is Greg Brown and Neil Walker. Neil Walker, former second baseman in Major League Baseball for the Mets. I believe the Brewers, the Phillies as well. Just so funny to hear that denial coming from them because it's obvious. It's obvious what this sound was. And Neil Walker would be like, you know what? I'm feeling great today. How are you feeling?
Well, I don't have to fart anymore.
Yeah. Well, it just shows me that they're just unwilling to laugh at themselves in a moment where everybody obviously knows what's going on. And also, to me, Neil Walker just sounds like that kind of person that you don't want to hang out with because he thinks his own farts smell like roses and he does nothing wrong.
Probably that's just he doesn't fart.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He just can't. It's impossible for him. Right.
Yeah, has no butthole, so there's nothing you can do.
Well, it was impossible for Joe to get out of bed this morning, so I hope you enjoyed a Schultzy Shod edition on Father's Day of
Farting's
Sports Sunday.
Farting's gonna hurt for Joe.
Oh, farting is gonna hurt for Joe. Oh my God, I didn't even. We talked about like burping and we talked about sneezing and coughing, but we didn't talk about farting. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be a good one.
It's going
to
be brutal.
Ooh, Joe, for the next week, yeah, you might need to stay home, buddy. But Rashad, thank you so much. It was fun. Thanks for hosting the first hour, and happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate you, my guy.
Hey, happy Father's Day to everybody else out there. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on this beautiful Sunday on Sports Sunday. Make sure you're back here tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Dirt and Sprague are back. I'll actually be in producing, and then, of course, Danny and Dusty and Isaac and Suk to fill up your Monday lineup tomorrow here on 1080 The Fan. And we're out of here. You've been listening to Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan for Schultzy and Rashad Taylor. Hope you have a beautiful Father's Day. Have a good one, everyone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the NFL is going
a bunch
through...
of jerks.
Well, the players are like the executives.
Execs.
Yeah. The No Fun League execs. I think you could still call them that, especially with what we're about to talk about. The NFL in court right now fighting a battle with a class action antitrust lawsuit involving their Sunday ticket package. This is big news, Rashad. Apparently, we could have had NFL Sunday Ticket for a lot less than what we are paying, because according to multiple sources, I'm reading this from Front Office Sports, though, the NFL declined ESPN's offer to drastically reduce the Sunday Ticket price. And essentially this case, this antitrust case happening right now, taking place in an LA courtroom, alleges that the NFL initially illegally inflated the cost of Sunday Ticket and forced fans to purchase every available game instead of a select number. And here's what we're finding out in this antitrust case. ESPN had made an offer to the NFL to include the Sunday Ticket package in their coverage. They've obviously got other entities like ESPN Plus and stuff like that. I don't really want to get into that, but they were, you know, bidding along with everybody else. Apple TV, I think Amazon was in on it, bidding for the Sunday Ticket rights. They had proposed a $70 yearly package cost, which is way less than like the $300 to $400 that it's been with DirecTV and now YouTube TV. But along with that, also proposed a single team option, which I do believe Major League Baseball offers through MLB.tv with blackouts, though, unfortunately. Hopefully those will end soon and we can just get sports regionally anyways free for their local viewers. But the NBA also does that as well with their league pass. They offer individual team packages along with the option to watch every single game across the league. Of course, blackouts included in that as well. And I mean, thankfully, as far as the NFL goes, you know, the blackouts aren't really affected at least every week with your local team, because more often than not, like Fox and CBS will show, you know, the regional game. So right. If the Seahawks are playing at 1 p.m., more likely than not here in Portland, Oregon, we're going to see the Seattle Seahawks, right? So I understand that not everybody really would be up for like a single team option, but there are a lot of fans that live in different parts of the country away from their team, necessarily not wanting to invest $300 to $400, or even in the case of ESPN offering a $70 price tag, you know, for the whole league. They can just watch their own team. And it's interesting because we're not only seeing, Rashad, the bid from ESPN, but according to Courthouse News Services, Apple's 2022 bid for Sunday Ticket would have added as many as 20 million new customers to the product. The league took a pass, and Apple wound up backing out of its bid at that same point. It sounds like they were trying to offer up something that maybe was a lower cost than the initial $349 it's going for now, and the NFL just said absolutely not. I know when YouTube TV did initially get Sunday Ticket's contract, they offered some kind of discount, you know, to incentivize people to sign up for their TV service. Like if you sign up and pay for the whole year, you get Sunday Ticket for free, or you got it for $100, or you got like a $200 gift card from DirecTV, you know, to go pay for that because they lost it. Actually, Travis Kelce and those commercials, they ended up having to get sued and fight a little bit in court because they were alleged to have kind of advertised that they had Sunday Ticket while not actually having it. So this has been a big back and forth battle. There's essentially, Rashad, an argument over what the cost of access to NFL games would be if ESPN got it. And of course, in the day and age of expensive tickets, of expensive jerseys, expensive food, expensive everything regarding your team, I can't stand the fact that, and I know, they're the NFL, they're going to make billions, they're going to try to make every dollar they can, they have the power to negotiate from that side. However, I cannot stand that a league thinks, especially with its regular season games, that there should be a barrier to access, even for your local teams. I mean, let's just, if you want to throw a package up for all the games across your league, of course, that makes sense. But to make it when you've got, you know, not even close to as many games as MLB or NBA every single year.
Right.
You know, you're essentially saying that the value of your games, and it is, the number of viewers.
It's a party every week. That's what the NBA, that's what the NFL does. Like the NBA, you know, unless it's like a big game, or you're just getting together with your buddies to watch the Blazers play or watch whomever play. The NFL is a party every week, but every single week for 18 weeks now. You know, the NFL has their own, like, it's a whole thing. Like to get ready for game day, like it's grilling. It's like, it's the only sport, like not the only sport, but like we go to basketball games, we don't see people outside tailgating for games, right? But you go to a football game, it's a whole production. Like, people are out there. If you're in Buffalo, they're, you know, jumping on the tables, and it's a whole party every single week. And the NFL understands that, and they know that there's no way they're giving their product away for cheaper. If they can find a way to charge more, as football fans, we're going to consume it. We're going to. Like, people always say, oh, I'm not going to watch the NFL this year. I'm not going to watch this year. And the ratings are always higher than they were the year prior. We're going to continue to watch. So I think this year there were games, like you said, on YouTube TV, on Amazon. At one point, and a few years ago, the games were on Twitter and stuff. Like, if they can find ways to put the games out there, they're going to do it. But they're going to make money off it. There's no way that the NFL is going to be like, you know what we need to do? We need to think about the fans' pocketbooks, and we need to make sure that this product isn't as pleased. If they raise the price to $500, guarantee people are still going to buy it.
Yeah, 100%. It's just, that sucks, because I just don't think that the cost justifies what you're getting. And it sounds like the people in this antitrust lawsuit, which includes, I mean, we're talking, you know, anywhere from just like the everyday customer like you and I, to a bar, to a restaurant, to people right. that use the Sunday ticket to kind of, as a part of their business, to make some cash and advertise that, hey, you can watch all this stuff here. And that is a significant cost for businesses. And at the time, I do think that you had to pay way, way more than just like the single TV costs. So it's interesting to see the actual numbers coming out here from this antitrust lawsuit and what we could have been paying for, what is essentially the premier sport in our country, which is the NFL. $70, gosh, that would have been a nice price point, because you're talking like MLB. I can't remember what NBA league pass charges, but MLB.TV is usually around $120 to $150 a year. And at the NFL, would have offered it up at half that. I guarantee you, Rashad, and I've been saying this about every single professional team that offers up their coverage locally, do it for free. You will make every single dollar up and more in other revenue, in ticket sales. Add a broadcast fee to your tickets, and you will make that
free up. Free doesn't exist to professional sports franchises, company. Like,
they, Suns are giving out their games for free.
They're not. What, Phoenix Suns?
Yeah. Yeah, Josiah, their owner, they decided, you know what? It's a much better business plan for us to just put our games on seriously. Like a local Channel 8.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember when the Blazers used to be on Channel 8, you know, and I think that was always great. But when they figured out there is, oh, we can get money from stations, we can be exclusive to Root Sports. We can be exclusive to whichever station. Like, once that happened, it was... Again, franchises, owners aren't looking for ways to spend money. They're trying to make as much of it as they can. So I'm not super shocked.
Yeah, I'm not either. But interesting to hear what we could have paid for NFL Sunday tickets. All right, we got to wrap it up here next with a possible fart on the air from MLB announcers here on 1080 The Fan. Sports Sunday, Schultzy and Shot Edition, sans Joe Fisher. He broke his ribs, went golfing, and now he's laid up in bed. We've only got a couple of minutes, Rashad. I wanted to play this really quickly for you. So, this is great. Last weekend, I believe, there was a possible escape of some air from a particular part of the body from a Pittsburgh Pirates announcer caught live on their television broadcast. So, Rashad, I'm going to play it for you. We'll see if you can hear it. And, just everybody take a listen for this hilarious inclusion in this clip.
Under 95 miles an hour, we just had three strikeouts. And only one hitter, Paul Goldschmidt, lined out at 101 miles an hour.
95 and higher considered hard hits. Barreled balls, I guess you'd say. One ball, one strike.
There we go. Yeah. About 10 seconds in or so, you heard that.
Yeah.
That sounds like
it could have been an arm on some, you know, like leather chairs. You move real fast and it kind of makes the little similar to a fart sound. But I don't know. I've heard a lot of farts. That sounds, you know, if you listen to the station, you know what a fart sounds like.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, man. That sounds like a fart.
Yeah, I don't think that's leather rubbing against a sleeve at all, or somebody moving in a chair. I think that is a fart. So did many people on social media, and the Pirates announcers had to respond the next day, and here's what they said.
By the way, folks at John Boy and Awful Announcing, Randy Bauman, our buddy, tuned in the game last night. Sometimes they don't report the truth. All fouled off, right?
But we're happy that everybody's watching and listening.
And listening very closely to what they think they hear.
Very closely. Happy to say that I'm feeling okay today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Okay.
Was feeling good last night, too, by the way.
Me as well.
I know they're concerned.
Yeah, so I believe that is Greg Brown and Neil Walker. Neil Walker, former second baseman in Major League Baseball for the Mets. I believe the Brewers, the Phillies as well. Just so funny to hear that denial coming from them because it's obvious. It's obvious what this sound was. And Neil Walker would be like, you know what? I'm feeling great today. How are you feeling?
Well, I don't have to fart anymore.
Yeah. Well, it just shows me that they're just unwilling to laugh at themselves in a moment where everybody obviously knows what's going on. And also, to me, Neil Walker just sounds like that kind of person that you don't want to hang out with because he thinks his own farts smell like roses and he does nothing wrong.
Probably that's just thinks he doesn't fart.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He just can't. It's impossible for him. Right.
Yeah, has no butthole, so there's nothing you can do.
Well, it was impossible for Joe to get out of bed this morning, so I hope you enjoyed a Schultzy Shod edition on Father's Day of
Farting's
Sports Sunday.
Farting's gonna hurt for Joe.
Oh, farting is gonna hurt for Joe. Oh my God, I didn't even. We talked about like burping and we talked about sneezing and coughing, but we didn't talk about farting. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be
a
good
one. It's going
to be brutal. Ooh, Joe, for the next week, yeah, you might need to stay home, buddy. But Rashad, thank you so much. It was fun. Thanks for hosting the first hour, and happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate you, my guy.
Hey, happy Father's Day to everybody else out there. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on this beautiful Sunday on Sports Sunday. Make sure you're back here tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Dirt and Sprague are back. I'll actually be in producing, and then, of course, Danny and Dusty and Isaac and Suk to fill up your Monday lineup tomorrow here on 1080 The Fan. And we're out of here. You've been listening to Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan for Schultzy and Rashad Taylor. Hope you have a beautiful Father's Day. Have a good one, everyone. Sports Sunday, Schultzy and Shot Edition, sans Joe Fisher. He broke his ribs, went golfing, and now he's laid up in bed. We've only got a couple of minutes, Rashad. I wanted to play this really quickly for you. So this is great. Last weekend, I believe, there was a possible escape of some air from a particular part of the body from a Pittsburgh Pirates announcer caught live on their television broadcast. So, Rashad, I'm going to play it for you. We'll see if you can hear it. And, just everybody take a listen for this hilarious inclusion in this clip.
Under 95 miles an hour. We just had three strikeouts. And only one hitter, Paul Goldschmidt, lined out at 101 miles an hour.
95 and higher considered hard hits. Barreled balls, I guess you'd say. One ball, one strike.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. That's about 10 seconds in or so, you heard that.
Yeah.
That sounds like
it could have been an arm on some, like leather chairs. You move real fast and it kind of makes the little similar to a fart sound, but I don't know. I've heard a lot of farts. That sounds, if you listen to the station, you know what a fart sounds like.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. That sounds like a fart.
Yeah, I don't think that's leather rubbing against a sleeve at all or somebody moving in a chair. I think that is a fart. So did many people on social media, and the Pirates announcers had to respond the next day, and here's what they said.
By the way, folks at John Boy and Awful Announcing, Randy Bauman, our buddy, tuned in the game last night. Sometimes they don't report the truth. All fouled off, right?
But we're happy that everybody's watching and listening.
And listening very closely to what they think they hear.
Very closely. Happy to say that I'm feeling okay today. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Okay.
Was feeling good last night, too, by the way.
Me as well.
I know they're concerned.
Yeah, so I believe that is Greg Brown and Neil Walker. Neil Walker, former second baseman in Major League Baseball for the Mets. I believe the Brewers, the Phillies as well. Just so funny to hear that denial coming from them because it's obvious. It's obvious what this sound was. And Neil Walker would be like, you know what? I'm feeling great today. How are you feeling?
I don't have to fart anymore.
Yeah, well, it just shows me that they're just unwilling to laugh at themselves in a moment where everybody obviously knows what's going on. And also, to me, Neil Walker just sounds like that kind of person that you don't want to hang out with because he thinks his own farts smell like roses, and he does nothing wrong.
Probably thinks he doesn't fart.
Yeah, yeah, right. He just can't. It's impossible for him, right?
Yeah, it has no butthole, so there's nothing you can do.
Well, it was impossible for Joe to get out of bed this morning, so I hope you enjoyed a Schultzy Shod edition on Father's Day of
Farting's
Sports Sunday.
Hurt for Joe.
Oh, farting is gonna hurt for Joe. Oh my God, I didn't even. We talked about like burping, and we talked about sneezing and coughing, but we didn't talk about farting. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be a good one.
It's going
to
be brutal.
Ooh, Joe, for the next week, yeah, you might need to stay home, buddy. But Rashad, thank you so much. It was fun. Thanks for hosting the first hour, and happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate you, my guy.
Hey, happy Father's Day to everybody else out there. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on this beautiful Sunday on Sports Sunday. Make sure you're back here tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Dirt and Sprague are back. I'll actually be in producing, and then, of course, Danny and Dusty and Isaac and Suk to fill up your Monday lineup tomorrow here on 1080 The Fan. And we're out of here. You've been listening to Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan for Schultzy and Rashad Taylor. Hope you have a beautiful Father's Day. Have a good one, everyone.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.